We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But first, have you ever watched the Harry Potter movies and saw something from it and thought, man, I wish that was a real thing?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
I just started reading the first book literally this week.
Expelliarmus! It's not working, Jeff.
Continue.
What things, you know, things that you might want to be real, like the magic wands that can just control stuff inside your home, invisibility cloaks, real-life Quidditch.
Okay, now, spoiler alert, I know everything.
Well, what? I mean, I'm just saying, flying through the air on brooms, the way technology is going, I bet you we're going to be seeing more and more of these magical things actually happen in real life.
You're right. Jetpacks are a thing.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. And they look very dangerous, though.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is because there's a report that just came out. If you ever saw the movies, the pictures on the walls of Hogwarts have dead people in the photos move around and talk.
It's so cool.
And that is now a reality.
Wait, what?
Does it like take a video and then
are they dead?
The genealogy site MyHeritage is offering a new service. Well, they'll take an old photo of your dead relatives and they'll animate it for you.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is cool.
I thought it was creepy.
It's a little bit creepy.
You think it's creepy?
Depending where you put the photo, I guess, in your house.
And what the animation is.
Yeah, why are you putting it right above the toilet? It's weird.
I don't know.
But no, they'll actually make the faces in the pictures move. They'll look around and they'll make different facial expressions.
I love it. I think it's so awesome.
You have to look at it though.
So it's not doing maybe your relatives justice.
Go take a look. They say they will not make them talk because that could get them into legal trouble.
Right.
But the reanimation feature is free if you want to try it out on the MyHeritage website. Even try it with a photo of yourself.
Really?
And it'll work.
Oh, I'm fascinated. I want to go do it.
Yeah, I need to look.
Go check that out. Now that that's out of the way, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Jose Senior Fluffy Socks.
Come on. That's so cute.
Jose's going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Disneyland first opened in 1955, and when it did, they had exactly 3 live-action characters patrol the park: Mickey, Minnie, and Donald. Nowadays, from princesses to superheroes, there are over 100 different mascots that interact with the guests of the theme park on a daily basis. But it's not as easy as just putting on a costume and waving to kids. Cast members have to go through a rigorous process that includes specialized training for one specific thing. They're even tested multiple times and have to go to class for it. What must cast members have to master in order to work as a character in Disneyland?
Wow.
Whoa. That's specialized training for it.
So I have a friend who ended up working for Disney.
Mm-hmm. At the park?
At the park. And she had to audition and she ended up being like Belle for one of the musical performances. But she was a singer-performer, which I think is different than just the regular people.
No, I think they do both. You have to be a fur character also
so
a person.
I think everyone needs to sing because you're going to also be someone who's not.
If you want to be a Belle, you also have to be goofy.
Got it.
You don't get to be just one, from what I understand.
All the steps in the parade, right? And you have to know when, like,
Came to specialized training for me, I think that the most important thing for these characters is that they don't get caught, right? That they never are seen out of character because it ruins the magic. And I'm wondering if it has something to do with going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You're not out there for very long, but like,
so what's the training? You're training how to hold it in?
I don't know, maybe. I mean, honestly, or how to use you got a catheter down there?
Talking about a class you have to take. You have to take classes and training.
Insert it yourself. I don't know.
Whoa!
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, what could possibly make you break character and, like, bodily functions or heat?
Interesting. Let's get the question one more time.
What, you think Belle never toots when she's out of the park?
Let's get the question one more time, Jake, please.
You're ruining character
Stop this train of thinking.
There are over 100 different characters that interact with guests of Disney theme parks on a daily basis. Cast members have to go through a rigorous process that includes specialized training for one specific thing. They are even tested multiple times and have to go to class for it. What must they master in order to work as a character in Disneyland?
My first thought that came to mind is because a lot of these characters the ones like Goofy and Donald, mm-hmm. they can't speak. They're not allowed to talk.
Yeah.
Maybe they have to master sign language.
Because
it would also help if there are children there that know sign language. Maybe
That's
all the characters need to be trained in sign language.
And I've seen a sign language character video, and I cried the whole... It's so cute. YouTube it. That's really good. Yeah. You know, Brooke did say something towards the end of her comment that she said heat. And they probably pass out at one point. I mean, I don't know if they have fans in there, but what if they have to train their bodies to stay cool and to stay awake, like some kind of army training?
You think Cinderella's gone through, like, military-grade training?
Absolutely. Okay, have you seen the guns on those ladies? Like,
you're in the happiest place on Earth, but you're still trying to find your happy place?
It could be possible.
I was thinking, whenever I used to see them, I always wonder how they sign signatures with those big hands of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have signature books, you collect them, and they all look the same. Maybe you have to practice
the
signature a lot,
because
kids, like,
it's not bad.
You need an answer.
Is it heat or I'm not going catheter. I'm not going to support
I didn't say catheter. I just said bathroom.
I dare you to say diaper class.
Yeah.
Say it to me, Jose.
I'm
going
to go with some sort of heat training.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes at all the Disney theme parks, and I asked you about one specific rule that ensures the magic of the park is never faltering. As I said earlier, Disney characters must go through a rigorous training process to hone one specific skill, and that includes classes and even tests on this ability. Regardless of their own personal style, in order to ensure guests and specifically the small children visiting the park get the best experience possible, park characters are taught, quizzed, and must adopt an autograph style specific to their character.
So good. I always wondered.
They just like scribbled and I was happy.
It does make sense though, because if you went one year and Donald wrote his name one way and then you went back and you wrote it a completely different way, you'd be like, what's going on with Donald?
Right.
All right. Weird. Well, we didn't get it right. So somebody wanted to hear you sing It's a Small World.
Oh my God.
Disneyland.
Stuck in my head all day.
Yeah.
There's so much that we share. That's a time we're aware. It's a small world after all.
I like that you sang through that. That's impressive.
That's
for the kids, bro.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.